They want me to get rid of my dog. Can they do that?
I'm being fined for leaving my garage door open too long.
What are covenants? Do I have any rights?
Help, I feel like I've left the American zone.
If you want the answers to those questions, join me, Shu Bartholomew, and my guests on The Commons every Saturday from 2 to 3 right here on WBR Fairfax Radio. We'll ask the experts and we'll untangle the truth about what's left of our property rights.
On the Commons is a weekly radio show dedicated to discussing the many issues surrounding mandatory membership homeowners associations. Join us as we explore this relatively new world of controlled living, which includes condominiums, cooperatives, and both attached and detached single-family homes. Living in a common ownership development means giving up the American dream. It means giving up your constitutional rights and control over your most valuable asset, your home. Living in a homeowners association means leaving the American zone. This is On the Commons, and I am Shu Bartholomew.
Joining me on the Commons today, I have an old friend, Jan Bergman, all the way from sunny Florida, where life is grand and always sunny, and he is the founder and the president of Cyber Citizens for Justice. So, Jan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Shu, thanks for having me.
I know that you have been super, super busy, and you have been working really hard on trying to make things palatable and easy to go for the homeowners in Florida. And you've had some ups and downs. So we're going to be talking about that today, right?
Right. And this year we had nothing but downs.
Nothing but downs, huh?
We have some idiotic politicians who think they know it all, who are only out for the money and then want to get reelected, which I think is absolutely disgusting.
Well, they're in it. You know, they've been bought and paid for by special interests. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that.
This is kind of weird, you know, because our now governor wants to become a U.S. senator and wants to run against the Democrat, right? But I can tell you, I'm a registered Republican, but I rather have a useless Bill Nelson sitting in the Senate than a politician who approves of business behind closed doors like Governor Rick Scott.
So tell me about business behind closed doors. What happened? I know that you had some bills. Let's talk about that.
They passed a bill, House Bill 841. It was sponsored by Moraitis, who, thank God for term limits, is out now because he filed each year anti-owner bills. And since he lives in a county and is surrounded by Democrats, he has no chance to run for the Senate or something like that. And that bill is full of bad provisions, really bad provisions, which are ridiculous. And business behind closed doors starts with, it's now legal for board members to communicate by email. Only thing is, these emails are not public record, so nobody will ever know what they discussed behind closed doors. All they have to do is make up their mind, decide how they want to vote, have a public board meeting and say, motion is to accept bid 2, for example, for a $1.5 million balcony repair. And while I second and we vote yes, thank you, that was the end of the board meeting, goodbye.
With absolutely no details, so the
nobody will know what bid 2 even is.
That
they can more or less conduct the business behind closed doors, can make up their mind what they want to do, how they want to do it, discuss it all, and then just come have once in a while a public board meeting and make a motion, second, yes, and that's the end. So home or condo owners will never ever know again what is really going on behind closed doors with the board.
What's
because
the intent?
Because there are arbitration rulings which say that emails between computers owned by the board members are not public record, so no owner could demand to see them.
So emails between board members are not public records?
No. But they can communicate about board business all day long. You know, that's just one of the issues. I mean, they changed the condo recall now to the point where it's up to the owners voting for recall to file for arbitration and everything. You know, before it was the issue of the board that was recalled. No, now they put the burden on the owners, making it even more difficult for owners to recall a sitting board. The board, the service providers like the law firms and management companies like to keep because this board is signing their paycheck and they wouldn't know what happens if a new board comes in. So they don't want recalls.
Well,
you know, the fining provisions are even strengthened despite the fact that fining of citizens is, according to our U.S. Constitution, only allowed for government entities, and an HOA or the condo association is definitely not a government entity. And I mean, the list goes on.
We had here in Florida
the case that investors bought up a certain amount of units, then had the majority on the board, levied special assessments and don't ask me what, and more or less pushed the other ones out of their homes, you know, the other unit owners, in order either to tear down the building and build a new one with 32 stories or make rental apartments out of them or whatever. Before, there was a deadline which said it can only be done to condominiums after 2012. Now it's after 2018. So more or less any existing condo doesn't count. They can do it.
So they can just tear everything down.
Yeah.
That's something that seems to be going on a lot all over the place. And I always was under the impression that there was no way you could undo an HOA. I mean, be it a condo or a single family home.
If you give politicians enough campaign funds, you can. See Florida.
So it's the campaign fund. You know, Jan, you can't fix the HOA problem or the condominium problem.
I said that from the very beginning.
I've been saying
you can
that
try to improve the system.
You can't,
but you can never fix it. It will never work, you know, because first of all, how can you allow people with no knowledge, no business experience, no nothing to be in charge of neighbors' finances? That has to go down the drain. It makes no sense. Because make no mistake, especially here in Florida, we are a retirement community. So the people who have business experience and come down here to retire, they don't want to hear anything about sitting on the board or doing business or something like that. They say, we had enough. We came here to live in peace, and that's it. So you get a lot of people with no experience whatsoever sitting on these boards.
Well, it doesn't matter how old you are. You have no experience. I was on the board. I had no experience. My experience was
fine,
in medicine. My background was in medicine. I did not know anything about running a multi-million dollar corporation. What the hell did I know?
Yeah,
but I
was, you know,
on the board.
Don't forget, you have some of these associations, they have million-dollar budgets, you know, and some of these people don't even know how many zeros go in a million.
You know, Jan, before I got on the board, I went to the courthouse. I dug up all of the lawsuits that I could find that had to do with HOAs, and I read them, and I didn't know anything about the law, and I didn't know any of that. I get on, it's a 9-member board, and I discovered that I knew more than the other 8 members, even though some of them had been on the board for a long time. And they were just, you know, talking, and I said, well, you can't do that. Why not? We've been doing it all along. Or why not? My brother's association does it. Well, maybe, maybe not, but, you know, we can't do it. But the thing is, people don't, you know, they get on the board because they get on the board for whatever reason, but they're not willing to do the work. They're not willing to do the homework. They're not willing to understand what it is they're doing over there. You know, it's just, hey, I'm a board
member. Yeah, and you know, a few years back, we passed bills that demanded education for board members, right? Either with an education seminar or signing an affidavit that they know it all. Well, they sign this affidavit but don't know anything. You know, a while back I got a call from a condo president who was really upset that I told one of the owners a provision in the law that forbids him to just do some changes to the hallway. And he said, you can't do that, and blah, 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 and how do you know? And I said, look, I said, there's nothing to know. It's just to read. You read Florida Statute 718.112, and you know that's the way it has to be done. He says, what's 718.112? I said, that's the Florida Statute's governing condo. He said, I've never heard of that, and I'm the president here since 20 years.
That's a problem.
Hello. What should you say?
You know what, Jan? That's exactly the problem. And I'm going to go back to the statute that required people to get educated or to sign an affidavit. This gazebo would probably sign an affidavit and say, hey, I've been the president for 20 years. I know everything there is to know about it. I actually went and took a class from the before, you know, when I was on the board or before I got on the board or right after, at some point while I was on the board, that was put on by CAI. And the information that was given was wrong. And I questioned them about it. And they looked at me and I said, no, you've got that backwards. So they were giving erroneous information. They were giving information that was totally opposite to what the law was. And they sort of looked at me. We argued in class and they finally agreed that, hey, I was right. And they changed it. But you know what? Getting educated is not the answer because it depends on who is going to do the educating. So everybody says, well, CAI, they're the professionals. They're the ones out there. They're the ones who know all there is to know.
You want to know my opinion? I think some of these so-called specialized law firms give boards knowingly false advice in order to create lawsuits.
Yeah.
Because they know that the owner who demands something, the board to do something, will go up in arms if the board refuses to do it. So they say, oh, you have the right to do this. Don't give it to him. You know, don't give him the records and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they make big bucks.
Yeah.
You know, because changing documents doesn't pay the office rent. But a juicy lawsuit sure does.
There is an attorney, a lawyer's list on the internet that's run for real estate attorneys with a lot of CAI and HOA attorneys on there. And I mostly lurk on there. I haven't been reading the stuff, but I'm still on there. And I remember once somebody asked a question about Virginia law regarding whether it was okay to record the meetings. And the top, one of the top HOA attorneys in Virginia responded and said, no, there's a lawsuit that says you can't do that. Well, the law had changed, and it said that you could audio and video record all of the board meetings. And a legislator had just introduced a bill that had been approved and signed into law by the governor that changed the wording on that, saying it is you had the right to record all meetings, the board meetings. So I called her and I said, what's the intent of the law? She says, look, we have so many different means of recording things. You can record on your phone. You can do all kinds of things. What I'm intending with this bill is that you can record with whatever we know now, audio, video, whatever, and anything that we don't know, that's any new technology that's coming down the road, we don't want to come back every year and give you permission piecemeal. So you have the right to record it, however, whatever way you can do that. You don't have the right to disrupt the meeting, but you can record it.
Right. That's more, what more or less the Florida law says. You know, you can record any meeting, but I have on tape an attorney of a very well-known law firm stating when the board president objected to an owner recording the meeting with a video camera, he said, you can't do that, and blah, blah, blah. The attorney said, yes, you have the right to record it, but first you need the written permission of everybody here in the room.
That's not part of the law, is it?
No, sure it's not, and he knows it. I mean, he's not a dummy normally.
So he does it to
create mischief.
Well,
That's it.
The thing with this guy was that he gave erroneous, knowingly false information. As one of the top attorneys, he should have known better. He did know better. So I came out of lurking and I said, actually, and here's the law. And I said, and House Bill so-and-so has just been signed into law. I contacted the legislator to find out what the legislative intent was. And here's what I was told. Here's the bill signed into law, goes into effect July 1 with all the other bills. So this guy had egg on his face, and he just kind of slid into the background, into the woodwork, and we didn't see or hear from him. I didn't yell at him. I didn't call him any names. I just said, actually, here is the law. And I copied it, pasted it, put in the links, and here's the new bill, and here's what I was told. So you don't need, you know, you don't need permission. You are allowed to record the meetings, but that's just that the attorneys don't want it recorded. They don't want
no.
them recorded.
They even tell boards, if you record the meeting, you know, in order to write the minutes and then immediately destroy the taping, the recording, so nobody can demand it as part of public records. That's the advice given to board members by so-called specialized attorneys who are members of the CAI.
So how are we going to fix this scheme?
You're not fixing it.
You're not fixing it.
No. The problem really is the fact that government and developers are gung-ho to create these associations, because make no mistake, you get double taxed in these associations, because you pay once, you pay the maintenance fees for your association, you pay the property tax exactly the same amount as the guy with the same house outside the association who doesn't pay maintenance fees, but all repairs to roads and all kinds of other things normally the county has to provide is being paid from the maintenance fees, So the county or the city saves a hell of a lot of money because they get their property tax for doing nothing.
Yeah. And you know what? I think that we the people need to put a stop to that. I think
We don't. You know, the problem is you can't buy a home that is not part of an association if it's built in the last 10 years.
We need to demand it from our local municipal governments. We the people, and I think part of the problem, Jan, and what I'm trying to do is educate people. They think that HOAs are there for their protection. They're not. They're absolutely not.
Yeah, but that's
not
what they're telling them. You read the real estate news, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, what it's good. They're not telling you that you buy into a dictatorship where you have no say about your own money.
No, they don't tell you that. And the thing is, people don't look into it. They just, somebody says, oh, but that's going to protect you, and we do it this way. And, you know, it's BS, and you need to understand that. You need to know that your local municipal government is fleecing you. You need to know that you're being taken the Mickey out of. You need to know that you're being lied to. You need to know that you don't have to take it. You can fight back.
Right, but, you know, remember, I moved 60 miles down south because I couldn't find a property
that was
not part of an association where I could build a nice house on.
I understand. I absolutely understand. And what I'm saying is it shouldn't be that way. And what I'm saying is that we don't have to take it.
Right, but see, Shu, the problem is you get here in Florida a lot of people from up north, you know, who came here as snowbirds and looked at the happy beach life and the nice palm trees. Now they're retired. Now they want to buy a home and live here full time. So the only offer they can get is an HOA or a condo association.
I understand.
Now, they don't know often what that even means.
No, they do know because they just left one of those. It's not just in Florida, Young.
Yeah, but
it's
no,
all over
I've talked
the country.
With quite a lot of people. In quite some areas up north, you don't have them.
You do have them. All the newer stuff is there. But if these people are coming from, if they're retired and they bought their house when they were in their 20s, you know, you're talking 50, 60 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, those are not going to have them. But anything that's been built since these infernal things came into being, they're all over the place, Jan. It's not just Florida. It's here in Virginia.
I know, but
it's
the older people mostly don't know when you talk with them. You know how often I get calls, oh, we don't know what happened. You know, we bought in an HOA, and they're telling us what color my door can have.
You know,
can they do that?
Yeah.
And yes, they can, if you signed on the dotted line.
Yeah.
Well, I never did. They told me at closing, you know, to initial here and initial there, and it says, I received the governing documents of the association.
Yeah. And they do that. Because anybody, you know, I argued with Fred Goldbecker when they came up with the initial disclosure law, and he said, Shu, I supported it. I thought anybody who is told what they're getting into is going to say, forget it, buddy, I'm not buying in there. He said, it's not going to work that way. I said, yeah, nobody in their right mind is going to knowingly get into something like that. He says, sure, the law is useless. Don't support it. And he was absolutely right. The problem is that what that law in essence did was cemented the fact that the HOA had that authority. Because before that law, before there was the disclosure law, the judges looked at that and said, you know, that's not adequate notice. And they sort of tended to side with the homeowners. Now the HOA attorneys are saying, but they agreed. See, they signed this paper.
Right.
And they accepted
it. And, you know, see, some of the newer communities here, they have governing documents 200 and 300 pages.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
You get them handed to you at closing.
Yes.
You know, when it's the money and how money yes. changes hands and you sign yes. here and, you know, you get the deed and, you yes. know, all the nice things. How can you read there 200 or 300 pages and agree to it? You can't.
But even attorneys who've got them ahead of time and read them have ended up afoul of them because they're written intentionally vaguely so that they can twist it and turn it any way they want to. And
well,
you get caught.
They do it anyway. You know, you pass a law and it says shall. You know, like the word shall. You know, you talk with 5 attorneys, you get 7 different opinions what the word shall means.
Right.
Oh, no, that doesn't have to say that we must. That's why it doesn't say must. That's why it says shall. That means, oh, we can do it. No. The other guy said, no. Shall means you have to do. Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
They're fighting over the one
yeah.
single word.
Yeah.
You know, I can only say, you know, this is the only country in the world where you have more attorneys than medical doctors. And that tells you a hell of a lot.
Yeah. No, I agree. I absolutely agree with you. And you know what? Washington is run by the Trial Lawyers Association, the TLA. And all of the laws, everything that's done in Washington is designed to give the attorneys the upper hand.
Yeah, well, when you go to Tallahassee here, a wide majority of the people you deal with are attorneys.
Yes. Everyone.
Now they turn politicians to create a few laws that help their practice, and when then they go back into practice
right.
and are happy to have all these new laws that make them a lot of money.
You know, the president calls it the swamp.
I call it
the cesspit. Because Washington and probably every other state government is nothing more than a cesspit.
Sure.
And that's got to
And
stop.
You know, that's why they don't like him. Because he says it like it is.
But, you know, again, we it's up to us. You know, it's up to us to say, we just refuse to accept this. Vote the bastards out. I mean, I know that's the only remedy that CAI offers you for a bad board.
Yeah, but see,
vote
this is,
the bastards out.
In this country, this is not happening. You know, you don't really have choices. What choices
you don't.
Do you have?
But the thing is, we have to make the choices. We can't let them. We can't
right, but
let
see,
them.
What's missing in this country is a third or fourth party. You know, that gives you ways to make a choice. You know, here you have either good or bad and nothing in between. You know, and see, the problem here is that many people are not voting for the person, they're voting for a party. You know, that is wrong because, you know, there's not one party who has only good guys and there's not one party that has only bad guys. You can more or less pick the party where you think there are more bad guys than the other. You know, and that makes no sense. And it more or less allows a simple majority in House and Senate to run the show. You know, there should be, like in most European countries, they have 5, 6, 7 parties. And none of these parties has a majority to really rule by itself. So they need some other parties and they have to work it through. And that, I think, is more helpful than one party in power and the other party only bitching.
The only, yeah.
You
know,
I don't want to name names, but when you watch TV sometimes, you wonder how that person could be a millionaire and rich. You know, as stupid as they sound.
You know, it's pretty pathetic. But again, I honestly think that we need to look in the mirror as well. It's not just them. It's us as well. We've got to stop being so gullible.
What I tell the people, I said, you know, you're complaining. You're complaining about the laws. You're complaining about the governing documents. You're complaining about this and you're complaining about that. Especially you're complaining about the board. Who to blame for the board? You and your neighbors. Because in one way or the other, you elected them. Either by not voting at all, or by not caring who is on the board, or by not knowing who they vote for. You have options. And in HOAs, we still have the intact recall provisions. You don't have a board you like, you change it. And you can kick out the management company, and you can kick out the attorney without long ado. Here you go. But if you can't get 51% of your members to feel that this board is bad, then you're tough out of luck. You know, and don't blame it, because 51% is simple democracy. You know, so what's the deal? Well, they don't want to get involved. I said, yeah, but it's their money that gets involved, and they have to write the same check you do, and so do the people who want to get involved. So make it clear to them. I said, mostly people react to the word money. If their money is at stake, they normally tend to listen. You know, people only get upset when they get a letter in the mailbox saying, you have to pay a special assessment within 30 days because we lost the lawsuit. You know, and that happens only all too often. Then yeah. I get the call. How can they do that? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, I said, because you didn't care. I said, this lawsuit should never have happened. It was a loser from starters. You know, yeah, but we didn't even know. I said, no, because you never cared, did you? Well, I thought they're doing the right thing. I said, why? The right thing just was in your mailbox.
They're my neighbors. How would they do that to me?
Yeah,
they're
right.
Good people. They live next door.
And they're always so nice, and they actually say good morning.
Yeah.
Right.
It goes back to it's a screwed up mess. And there's nothing that you or I or anyone else can do to fix it. It is not going to work. It's not a good deal. You've got to pull the plug on these things, Jan.
Yeah, what? Why do you think they're illegal in Europe? You don't have that there.
You don't. My sister lives in Geneva, Switzerland, and she worked for the top attorney in a top law firm, and she says Jack's got to go to wherever he owns a condo, and they have a board meeting. And she says, I said, so tell me how it works. She says, well, she says he has to go, and he has to make the decisions at the annual meeting. The homeowners then tell the manager what they want.
Right.
Who to hire, how, you know, what to do, and to oversee the work. But the manager does not have the power to find them because they left their door open, or they put a wreath up there, or they've got a religious symbol up there,
right.
Or because, you know, it's just...
There is a nominal board, but that board doesn't have the kind of decision-making power like they do here. They more or less have the power to say, okay, the hired real estate manager who actually manages the building is good or bad, and we want to renew his contract or we don't after the year. But it's in the end up to the members to make all the important decisions. So in Germany, for example, if the condo building, you would call it condo building here, needs a new roof, the manager gets, let's say, 3 bids for roofs, and he sends the 3 bids to everybody who owns a unit, right? And he says, which bid do you like, A, B, or C, right? So the people write back, I want bid B or I want bid A, and then they count votes. And if bid B got the most votes, bid B is the contractor who gets the contract.
Isn't it interesting that in the U.S., at least in Virginia, that these bids are a sacred secret? You may
Not here in Florida.
Here they are. You cannot disclose the bids. Because if...
Yeah, which is absolutely wrong. But see,
because you know what? They want to preserve the sanctity of the bid so that company A makes a bid, does not want to know that they're underbidding company B, who can come in then and say, oh, guess what? We're going to underbid you by $50, and therefore we're going to win the thing. So they want to keep it, at least that's the excuse, they want to keep it all on the up and up.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
But see, this is the reason why I'm so much against emailing among board members. Because now the board members can discuss the bids behind closed doors.
Right.
Can make up the decision which bid they all like and which they agree upon, and then just go to the board meeting, to the notice board meeting, and say, okay, we vote on bid B. Everybody in agreed?
Yeah.
Say, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know, end of board meeting.
Yeah.
And that is exactly the wrong thing to do. You know, we had in the past, we had some force to discuss the bids at a public board meeting. Now no more. You know, and all thanks to a guy named Moraitis, who thinks he is the emperor of Broward County or something like that.
Hmm.
You know, so he's an attorney. He is a real estate attorney, and he makes big bucks. You know, and it's, to me, it's very obvious why he pushes all these laws. Because he gets business in his private practice from these developers. That's very easy to explain, in my opinion. Because otherwise, no person in his right mind would come up with such stupid ideas.
So here we go back to, you know, the money, the swamp, the cesspit.
It's all about money.
It's the special interests, and they're the ones who are making all the decisions. They're the ones who are actually pushing for all the major events that happen.
Sure.
It's got to stop. It's got to stop, Jan.
Yeah, but see, the people, you know, they complain and they complain and they complain again, but when it comes to the moment that they do something about it, they're nowhere to be seen. You know, I have more than 5,000 people on my email list, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you think you ask 5,000 people, you know, to send an email, and with all the things noted, you know, easygoing to the governor asking to veto this bad bill, right? You assume that you get minimum 50% of the people to participate because they're all complaining about all these bad things, right?
Right.
Don't bet on it.
No. No.
You know, and when you ask, oh, I was so busy, you know. Yeah, you're retired, you know. You were so busy laying in the sun in the beach, right? That's the way you get it. And that's why it is so difficult to really get changes. Because the industry comes with big campaign checks. Big campaign checks the owners don't have, right? So
that's right.
The only thing the owners have in their favor is the numbers. But you have to play the numbers, and the numbers have to be willing to play. And if they don't, then the campaign checks win.
Well, I think so much of it is lies, because I've heard so many people say, oh, well, you know, if we did this and if we didn't do that, and it's all fear, fear-mongering. They lie to the homeowners, and the homeowners don't know what to believe. Guys, you've got to do your homework. You have to do your homework. Don't buy everything you're told. Not from me, not from Jan, and certainly not from the industry, or your board, or the manager, or the attorneys, because even the attorneys either don't know what they're talking about or intentionally mislead you. Do your homework. You have
access to it. Well, see, we have now here in Florida one problem. You know, after the Depression in 2007, you know, after the real estate market and lots of other things collapsed, you know, the economy was kind of down. A lot of attorneys who worked in different fields of expertise suddenly didn't have a job anymore. So now they call themselves all specialized HOA and condo attorneys. You know, then they call me and ask, you know, which provision in 718 do you find this?
Yeah.
You know, hello, aren't you a specialized attorney according to your website?
Yep.
You know, that's the problem, you know. And see, the problem further is that owners don't have the money. You know, they may have a good case. Let's say they didn't get the records as requested by certified mayor. They did everything according to the law, and they still didn't get the records, you know. So in the homeowners association here in Florida, you have to go to court and sue the association for the records. But if you go to the association, to the attorney who represents owners, and there are not too many here, the first thing they say, okay, that's fine, I'll take your case, give me $3,000 retainer. $3,000 retainer, I only can get $500 in fine for them not giving me the thing. So why? No, I don't have $3,000 to spare to get the records. Okay, thank you, goodbye. And here goes the association, gets away with not giving them the records because the owner doesn't have the money, because he needs to feed his family and pay all his obligations. So he doesn't have $3,000 in change in his pocket to pay an attorney, a retainer, to sue for not getting the records.
When
and they know that, and that is why they're doing it. We had attorneys at meetings saying to owners who complained and said, hey, you're violating the law, that the attorney got up and said, hey, you know, you don't have the money to sue us, so shut up.
Yeah. You know, you worked really hard, and you got something set up that to provide some kind of government oversight. There's the DBPR, is that it, the Department of...
Yeah, well, what a useless agency, a tax-wasting money.
That's part of the problem, is a lot of our money goes to useless wastes of government agencies. But the fact is that if the government has a law, they really ought to be able to enforce it, or they should enforce it. If you're entitled to look at the books and records, you ought to be able to go, first of all, maybe you ought to go to your representative, and your representative ought to send someone from the government to ensure that you get it. If not, make sure that it's the Attorney General who oversees this. Once they realize the extent of the problem, maybe they'll start to fix it. They don't understand the extent of the problem. It's, oh, well, you agreed to this, didn't you? No, nobody agreed to this. What kind of idiot do you take me for? I didn't agree to this.
Yeah, but...
I know. It's not that way, and unless we push for it, it's not going to happen.
Right, but you can push for it. See, here's the problem.
They work for us, They work
we had
for us.
Over the years, we had lots of people, you know, changing in the same agency. But the system stays the same. They have form letters. When you file a complaint, they have form letters telling you our investigation didn't show any sign that there was any wrongdoing, right? They never investigated. That's their form letter they send out after 4 weeks of not doing anything.
Yeah. I believe it. I absolutely believe it. But again,
you know, and then they wait for their paycheck.
We let them get away with it. There are too many people feeding at the homeowner's trough. It's
yeah, but they know they're not getting fired. So if they really get caught,
I understand,
doing something wrong, they get them to a different agency.
Yeah. No,
and most likely with a promotion.
I know, and I've run into those people. They were absolutely
useless. Oh, yeah,
useless.
I did too, believe me.
Useless where they were, and they had a lot of complaints, so they got bumped up. They're incompetent here. We'll give them a raise and put them someplace else. They can be doubly incompetent and really screw up and make everybody's lives miserable, even more miserable than they've already done. No, I know. I know. It's a really bad problem.
Yeah, and you know, so they pass all kinds of laws, you know, making certain things criminal. Yeah, right? Last year, remember the condo reform bill? Wow, big deal, right?
Yeah.
Board members who do this and this are, you know. The only problem is that the law enforcement agency, despite knowing these new laws, say, oh, well, that's not really much we can do. So why passing a law or a bill that creates a law that nobody wants to hear about? Remember, I got into it because we wanted get our developer for fraud, you know, because he gave us wrong brochures with wrong promises, which was a third degree felony according to the law here in Florida. So in the end, we went to the Attorney General in Tallahassee, and you know the answer we got? Oh, we don't have money in the budget to prosecute these developers.
Wow.
You know, I'm sorry. That's beyond my understanding.
This is what, before you built your house?
No, that was when I came to Florida.
Oh, when you came to Florida, okay.
In 1995, we bought in an HOA. We didn't know what an HOA is. So we bought there, and we got a nice brochure with all the amenities that were supposed. Only then we found out that the developer used our money to build these amenities. So we sued. And that was the answer, you know, that the Attorney General says, yeah, why? It's right. It's according to the law, it's a third-degree felony what he does, but we don't have money in the budget to prosecute these developers. You know, what kind of law enforcement is that?
Mickey Mouse?
Well, we have Mickey Mouse around the corner here. You know, but the minimum mini is sometimes cute. You know, this is not cute. This is BS.
This is Mickey Mouse law.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad, but it's everywhere, Jan. It is everywhere. We don't even have Mickey over here, but boy, do we have Mickey Mouse laws.
Yeah, right. And you know, the thing is so ridiculous, but the people in this country allow it to happen.
Right. That's right.
You know, because they always vote the same idiots back into office. You know, they're bad as city commissioners, then they become county commissioners, then they go to the state legislature, and in the end they even vote them to Washington.
So the swamp grows.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
And despite all their bad records, you know, They care more about a guy sleeping or not sleeping with some cute girl, right? That's important. Wow, you know, the media is all over it, right? But all the mess they create with their bills and what they write in the bills, that doesn't matter. Who cares?
It is a mess, Jan. And I don't even know how to go about fixing it, but fix it we must, because this is not something that I want to leave to my kids and grandkids and great-grandkids. You know, it just goes from bad to worse. And I think all this nibbling around the edges that we seem to do is not doing the job. We just sort of maybe change the name, and it's got, the whole process has got to change. Maybe having more parties is the answer. I don't know.
Yeah, well, let's face it. The system in this country is not favorable to the constituents, meaning to the citizens of this country, say the legal citizens of this country.
No, you're right. You're right. And my congressman, I write to him and I ask him questions and And usually I don't hear from him. I did send him an email recently, or I did send him a letter, or I did call, I can't remember. And I finally, after months, got a really long BS answer. But, you know, they need to be a little more responsive to their constituents. And I've never voted for this guy. I never will vote for this guy. I don't care who runs against him. And you know what? I'd like to be able to vote for someone and not against someone.
Yeah, but you know, here you're often forced to vote against someone.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that you like the one. You only have two choices in reality,
yeah,
if you don't want your vote wasted, right?
Yeah.
So the question is more, who is the worst guy? It's not who is the good guy, it's
yeah,
who is the worst guy.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
don't vote for the worst guy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
But most people don't even care what these people did while they were elected as, let's say, state representatives. You know, their record doesn't care. Oh, he looks nice, and oh, he's a nice guy.
He's
and
the right party.
Yeah, you know, it always reminds me on the joke, you know, where the politician comes to heaven and St. Peter says, "So what do you want, heaven or hell?"
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Well, I want to go to heaven." And St. Peter says, "Well, you have to make a test. You know, 3 days in hell, 3 days in heaven, and then you tell me what you want." So he goes to heaven, and, you know, it's kind of boring sitting on the cloud and singing and so on. So he goes to hell, down with the elevator, nice golf course, nice bar, cute girls, good food, good drinks, and things like that. So he comes up to St. Peter and says, "Hey, St. Peter, you know, I changed my mind. You know, I'd rather go to hell. That's much nicer down." So he goes down with the elevator, elevator door opens. He stands in the middle of a desert.
Mm-hmm.
There's a devil, and he says, "Oh, welcome to hell." And he says, "Wow, you know, I was here, and it was all nice." "Yeah, but at that time I was campaigning. Now it's a fact." You know, and that's exactly what we have in our politics.
Wow. That's a great analogy. That's an absolutely fabulous analogy. I like it.
Yeah, but and it's sad, but it's the truth.
It is the truth. Jan, we are.
No, they campaign with all kinds of promises, and they don't keep promises.
They don't. Jan,
and they know they can get away with it. That is the problem.
And we let them, and it's our fault. We let them get away with it. But Jan, we're out of time.
And that starts already in HOAs and condos, Shu.
You're right. We just let them get away with it. But we are out of time, and I can't let you get away with that because they're going to cut us off.
Okay.
So, listen, give us your website because I know you have a whole lot of good stuff there.
And, yeah, our website is www.ccfc.com. www.jay.net. And there you find all the information, but only for Florida.
Thank
you. You know, you can find general information, but the laws and the laws we refer to on the website are Florida laws, because state laws are state laws, and they differ in every state. So please note that. Don't live in Virginia and read Florida laws and try to get away with it.
Thank you very much.
Please check out our website at onthecommons.us. On the Commons is produced by OTC Multimedia Productions.
Well, I finally bought my dream home to enjoy retirement life. I've made new friends and buddies, lots of parties for my wife. It seemed that life was perfect, all my neighbors felt the same. Then along came death by CCRs, life's over, I'm fair game. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Now there's lots of open meetings close to justice for HO. Those arrogant board members say what they want you to know. The CAI and ULI will help you lose it all. But I wouldn't sell that dream home yet, the writing's on the wall. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Well, we're not afraid or stupid, all your threats mean nothing here. Time marches on, soon you'll be gone, united we'll be there. So put your rules and CCRs up where the sun don't shine, and enjoy those precious golden years, stop messing around with mine. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell.